You were elected as Montana's sole U.S. representative in 2017. Can you tell us a little more about your background as a politician and businessman?
I grew up in Pennsylvania. I first came to Montana 44 years ago and as a student. And I knew at the end of that trip that this was going to be home. So my wife, Susan, and I have been married 32 years. We've raised our four children in Bozeman. This is where we started Right Now Technologies. Since I've been in Congress, I've been focusing really on trying to get healthcare costs down, expanding access to rural broadband, and working to improve the economy by lowering taxes, reducing regulations, to bring the American dream back so that people can prosper.
You've supported the repeal of the Affordable Care Act, which Medicaid expansion is based on. Would you support the repeal of Montana's expansion? And how would you work to improve access to healthcare for Montanans as governor?
No, I would not support the repeal. I think once it's in place, people are relying on it. I'm concerned about how we pay for it long term. I believe we do need a safety net for people that can't take care of themselves. In Congress, I've introduced or co-sponsored 16 bills focused on three primary things in healthcare. One, getting costs down. In fact, I had a bill pass Congress in December that requires pharmaceuticals to publish pricing for drugs to get the cost down. I've been a champion of rural healthcare, particularly telemedicine and funding for our rural critical access hospitals. And finally, we need to protect people with pre-existing conditions, and I voted consistently to make sure we do that.
The sources powering Montana's energy market are shifting. The latest example is the closure of two of the Colstrip's coal-fired power plants for units. What energy sources do you think can best meet Montana's needs?
Well, I'm a fan of all of the above. I don't think government should be picking winners and losers in the energy market. I am supportive of traditional sources of energy, as well as solar and wind, and we should be pursuing all options.
Some of your opponents in the race for governor have criticized the level at which you've loaned your campaign money. So far, you've loaned your campaign $500,000. How do you respond to their criticism?
Well, we've had unprecedented financial support from people all over the state. In fact, our direct fundraising from individual Montanans has nearly exceeded all the other candidates combined. And I think that's a strong indication that people want business leadership in the governor's office. And it doesn't matter, Democrat or Republican.
It's interesting that you bring up that business experience. Whitney Williams on the Democratic side also has her company, Williams Works. How does your business experience differ from hers?
Our business, we started in an extra bedroom in our home in Bozeman with just $5,000. And over a 15-year period, we grew an organization with over 500 good-paying jobs here in Bozeman, over 1,100 jobs around the world. We also had a very entrepreneurial environment. I'm proud of the fact that this high-tech sector that has our fingerprints on it, I can't claim credit for the whole thing, but there are now over 100 high-tech firms in the Bozeman area, 80 in Missoula. We've had a hand in getting this started. High-tech is now the fastest growing sector of the Montana economy, growing 9 times faster than the overall market, creating jobs that are nearly double the state average.
It's difficult to talk about your current campaign without addressing the most infamous moment of your campaign for the U.S. House of Representatives, when you assaulted a reporter the night before the election. You pleaded guilty to misdemeanor assault in relation to the incident in 2017. How has this moment affected you personally and as a politician?
Well, I'll say we've done over 200 events since I announced for the governor's office last June, and it doesn't come up.
If elected, you'd be the first Republican governor in Montana since Judy Martz, who left office after the 2004 election. Why do you think you're best suited to lead your party's attempt to regain the office?
After Oracle purchased our business in Bozeman, I had a big life decision to make. Do I start a sixth business? Or my wife and I, our family's been incredibly blessed. And I felt a real conviction to give back after having lived the American dream. And I'm hoping that through our leadership in Helena, working with the legislature, bringing accountability to state government, we can help more Montanans prosper